Hare Krishna. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prajanine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Askadhyade Sadhanine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gobhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Nama Hare 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 Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Am I loud enough in the back also? Yes? Maybe Sebastian, klein bisschen lauter. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Today comes a very, let me say, important part of the Kirtan arrow or of this little formula, five-point formula. It is opening the heart. Now, opening the heart could mean many, many things. I took this formulation or this words because, you know, of the Bhagavatam formula, he said, the Bhagavatam said, the mantra is the bow, and the living entity is the arrow, and if you know how to use it properly, the living entity will be propelled or moved by the force of the bow like mantra to the lotus feet of Krishna, which are the targets. So I had alignment, relationship, rendering service, and now came the O. How would I use the O for the Vipralamba Bhava in which Mahaprabhu told us to chant? So I wrote opening the heart and then explained it in the sentence which you find in your little Kirtan arrow. May I just ask, who of you has not gotten this little card? So when you are finished, I mean when the seminar is finished, we will have a devotee standing at the exit, and the devotee will distribute the cards. Vaikuntha Priya, would you be so kind to distribute? Vaikuntha Priya will be there, and then you can pick up your Kirtan arrow from Vaikuntha Priya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us how to open the heart with a simple prayer in which he put the whole mood of chanting the holy name. I just see, do we have a chair for Mandakini? You have? No? No, but let us arrange for a chair for Mandakini. Chair is coming, Mandakini. You must be, oh yeah. So do you need two chairs? Two chairs? Mandakini, you must also be above 60 now, isn't it? Fantastic, fantastic. A blissful old 61 young. My God, we almost need a devotee who helps the devotees to find a chair and everything, but it will go on. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us a simple prayer by which we could open our hearts to Krishna. And I would like to chant this prayer with you responsively. Ayi nanda tanuya kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budo kripaya tava pala pankaja Sita dulisa drisham vichintaya. Once again, please. Ayi nanda tanuya kinkaram. Patitam mam vishame bhavam budo. Kripaya tava pada pankaja. Sita dulisa drisham vichintaya. Here Mahaprabhu expresses the mood of longing for Krishna, and it is this mood which he taught. Mahaprabhu always said, you have not seen Krishna, but you can long for Krishna in the mood of separation. When you sing in a mood of separation, something wonderful happens. Krishna may be externally away. Your situation as a soul who has fallen into the material world remain. But if you access this mood of separation, you will have Krishna in your heart. Vipralamba means outside is the absence, inside is presence. Very important. Outside we feel separated, inside we feel connected in this mood. This is a mood which is very, very powerful. Once there was a sadhu in the forest. He meditated. It was night. The moon rose. And all of a sudden he heard some noise in the forest. Noise was coming further. And he saw all of a sudden a young lady running through the forest. She didn't see him. She ran over him, the sadhu fell, and the girl disappeared in the forest. The sadhu was shocked. Early in the morning, he had continued to chant. Again he heard this noise. The same girl came from the other direction. When she saw him, she stopped and paid her obeisances. The sadhu asked, "Are? First you come and you knock me over and you don't even notice it, and now you pay your obeisances? Do you mean I should take you serious? I can't take you serious. Go. The girl said, "What? I knocked you over?" "Yes," said the sadhu, "you knocked me over. I was there and you came from there. Oh, I didn't know. Please excuse me. Please excuse me. The sadhu became curious. Why had the girl at one time not noticed him? And when she returned, she had very much noted him and paid her obeisances and said sorry. Why? So he asked that girl, and from the answer which the girl gave, the sadhu learned a lot for his spiritual life. The girl said, "Oh, Sadhu Maharaj, when I first came, I couldn't see you because my heart was full. I was running to a meeting place in the cottage on the river to meet my beloved. I was only thinking of my beloved. Then I spent the night with him and with many sweet talks and other things. And now I'm back, and now I have seen you." So the sadhu began to understand that girl was separated from her beloved, but in a way, the beloved was in the heart of that girl, because she wanted to meet him, and she could only think of him, and therefore she had his picture in the heart. You understand? This is what is the mood in which to practice Krishna consciousness. Yes, we are now separated from Krishna, so to say. We are in this world. But when you can connect with Krishna, with feelings of longing, then Krishna is in your heart. Let us now hear the prayer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This in English? It's a very important prayer. O Krishna, I'm your eternal servant, yet somehow or other I have fallen into this dangerous ocean of birth and death, where the waves of my desires toss me back and forth. We have a little different translation. Kindly invest in our eternal relationship and pick me up from this ocean of birth and death. Alone I am helpless. Only with your help is there hope. This verse, like the other verses from Shikshastakam, are very useful for someone who wants to chant. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur movingly describes the precarious situation, precarious means dangerous situation, of a person who comes into this mood. He says, "Alas, how unfortunate I am. I have fallen into this insurmountable ocean of material existence. I'm being thrown here and there by the violent waves of my wicked desires. I cry miserably at my helpless condition. Have you ever been in an ocean?" Radhanath Maharaj just told me that when he bathed one day in Puri, he was alone. Don't bathe in the ocean of Puri only when you are still feeling the ground under your feet. But he was swimming out and he was captured by this strong current. This current, once Mahaprabhu went into the ocean, and the current brought him all the way to Cuttack. It's a really far distance. Because before the beach, there is a current in Puri which goes, how was it? I was also once in it, but only short. Yes, it goes, let us say, here's the beach, and you go in, and then that current comes from the right side and goes to the left side, and it's really strong. So, our Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I have entered this ocean and there is a current. What is the current? A current, how do we say current in French language, please? Courant. Yes, just a little French spicing, then in the English, then it's there. Courant, yes. The courant, the current, are these wicked desires, these material desires. And Radhanath Maharaj told me when this current came, this courant came, he was really torn away. It was so strong, he said his gamsha was ripped from his body, and he was with a lot of force. And it was not just a peaceful current, you know, it was with waves and so on. And he swallowed water and he thought, this is the end. This is the end of my life. He thought like this. So this happens to all of us in this world. We are, we have to cry miserably in our helpless condition. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, but I do not see any hope for being saved. What should I do? How will I be delivered? I do not see any solution to my dilemma. Alas, alas, I'm most unfortunate. The current takes me, but there is no one to help me. Now I pray to you, O Lord, take me to you. Take me up to the shade of the cool dust of your lotus feet. Oh, I beg you, have mercy on this wretched self. Krishna, Krishna. I will now guide you into a free writing exercise. If you do not have free writing materials, who has not writing materials? Raise your hand. That is no problem. You can also take a partner. Partner means a neighbor, and talk with him softly when you don't have writing. But those who have pen and paper, what I will request you to do, I will request you to just write a letter to Krishna. But before we do this, I will guide you into this by telling you a wonderful story and then showing you a wonderful picture. Once there was a Baba near Tirthakadamba. He worshipped Krishna Balaram for all his life. Now Baba had become old, so old, gray hair, teeth were shaking, hand was shaking. And one day he came to his deity, Krishna Balaram. Baba cried, he was so old. You are not fair. I have worshipped you for my whole life. I have gone for Madhukari to the villages to bring you something to eat. But I have called for you, but you have never come. My whole life I kept the principles outlined by Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Raj Samrita Sindhu. I called for you, but you have not come. You stand there, You don't talk to me. You ignore me. Thieves have come and stolen everything from me. And I called for you in the night when they were beating me up. But you have not come. Now I'm old. Now I will leave you. I will go to Vasana, to Srimati Radharani. She is not cruel like you two. So Baba was very determined. She got up, shaking. He took his little tamos. No, tamos he didn't have. His kamandalu. And Baba was moving. One day, one last time he turned around. I called for you. You have not come. Take care of yourself. I'm going. Jai Sri Radhe. So he moved. The whole village saw him. Baba, where are you going? You are very old. Maybe you will not return, die on the road. Who will eat? Who will cook for you? No, I'm going. But who will worship Krishna Balaram? They can worship themselves. He was very determined. Our Baba was very frustrated, very angry. I'm not coming back. Don't make any tricks on me. Whole village went with Baba. It was a very moving story. Then he went out of the village. Then only the children walked with him. Baba, don't go, saying, Lali, leave me. And what is with Krishna Balaram? You take care or they take care? I don't care. Jai Sri Radhe. Only two children did not leave him. They walked all the time with Baba. They took the hand, one took the left hand, one the right hand. And Baba looked and he saw how one of the boys was the white one and the other boy was the black one. Very blissful. And then Balaram said, what do you wish now, Baba? Will you return? It is evening time and we need our milk. We have come all this way with you. Baba said, but why do you come now? You know, from the ecstasy of the Sakshat Darshan, his body was really shaking. Why do you come now? I'm already at the fag end of my life. I'm passing. Then he looks at Krishna. Krishna says, you can give me my milk in Goloka Vrindavan. You can go to Yashoda Mai. You can ask for the milk. And then give me the milk. And with these words, when Baba heard these words, he fainted. He fell into a ditch. Next morning, the villagers saw our Baba. Baba was smiling. Baba had all the signs of the Ashtasattvika Bhavas, the ecstatic symptoms. And only one day later, he left for Goloka Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. When I celebrated birthday, I got a whole room of presents, but one present I want to show you. It was a picture. This is the picture. Do you see the surrounding area, the lotus flower and the Yamuna? Do you see the hand and the bamboo flute? Can you imagine whose hand this is? Krishna, you know everything. And Krishna is reading a little note, a post-it. This note is written in the Bhakta's handwriting, who expresses to Krishna, trying to connect with you. I'm trying to connect with you. There is in the I use this for seminars, so I don't want my signature, but under it is my signature, Sachinandan Swami, trying to connect with you, trying. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you see me? Can you please listen to me? Can you please accept my calling? Do you know I'm trying to get serious in this project? I think all of you should write such a letter to Krishna, trying to connect with you, Krishna. Please, now write your letter. Your letter will be certainly read by Krishna. Do it in the free writing style. Don't think much. Think about how you are in this world, how you really want to come to Krishna, where you feel Krishna's hand, where you feel his absence, and so on. And those of you who have no writing materials, please express to your person, to the person next to you, something similar. You can't write a letter at this without having pen and paper, but you can write how you can tell the other person an instance in your life where you tried to pray to Krishna really serious. Maybe it was at the beginning of your life, maybe it was when your wife left you and divorced you, or vice versa. Maybe it's when your children left home. Maybe it is when you were in a dangerous car accident. Try to dig a little deep. What we are trying to do now is we try to dig a little bit deep now for some genuine feeling, some feeling which is very often missing in our life, some feeling of separation, some feeling of trying to connect with Krishna. When you do your free writing, before I give you the signal to start, what you do in free writing is you just go more and more down. Take a thought and follow that thought. And when you feel, okay, that thought doesn't bring me further, take another thought, and almost like that coin which went down in a serpentine moving thing, go deeper and deeper until you can find some genuine feeling. This genuine feeling of feeling some separation, feeling where you feel I have to connect with Krishna, that is how you can access that most powerful feeling of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Vipralamba Baba. Please start now. You will have about 5 minutes. Let's first go for 5 minutes. Yes? It's important that you participate in this exercise. Don't think, I'm a man, I don't write letters, you know. It's good for you to go down and get to some feeling, because most of the time we are not in that mood. Okay, start now, please. Just let it come. and let it go deeper. And when you share, once again, tell your partner an incident in your life when you really turned to Krishna. We will continue. I admit that it is not always very easy for us to come in contact with these deeper feelings, these deeper devotional feelings, because somehow or other we are often disconnected from this inner feeling of devotion. Our life is just pulling us here and there, and we don't really access this problem that we are separated from Krishna. Srila Prabhupada once wrote about this mood of separation and described it as the highest perfection in Krishna consciousness. He exemplified Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he said, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" and crying just like a madman. This is Krishna consciousness. This is the highest perfection of Krishna consciousness, when one will be mad after Krishna. See, this movement is for losing our mind in Krishna consciousness. That's what we want. Then he continued, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed us the way, and the Goswamis also showed us that way. So this way of losing the mind for Krishna, or at least starting to feel, I am here, you are there, I made such a mistake, alas, what have I done? I broke a relationship, and it's the best relationship, and you have always tried to come after me and help me, but I have persistently ignored you. What have I done? What have I done? What have I done? There is a song which I would love to sing with you. It is a song of Bhaktivinod Thakur, and it's called Prabhu He Tuva Pade by Bhaktivinod Thakur. I would like to request you to sing it along. We will also hear the English translation. And try to enter, when I read to you the song, the translation, try to enter the mood. Now we have to try Amala Purana myself. This is the first time. I know the melody. Prabhu He Tuva Pade Me Namo. That's the first one. Tuva Pada Palava Tvajato Marumana Vishame Vishaye Beloba. Tuva Pada Palava Tvajato Marumana Vishame Visha Ye Beloba. Tua Pala Pala Vah
jato marumana vishame vishaye beloko.
O Lord, I offer this humble prayer at your feet. I gave up the shelter of your feet, which are soft as newly grown leaves. And now my mind has become dried up like a desert, being scorched by the fire of absorption and horrible worldliness.
Utaite takata punana himilai anudina korun kata.
Everybody please.
Utaite takata punana himilai anudina korun kata. Bina jana nata tumha.
I find no strength to rise again, and thus I spend my days bitterly lamenting. Lord, who is called the master of the meek and humble, your lotus feet are my only hope. Feelings in your life. Well, one way is something which is not under your control, when the wave of life comes over you and brings you to a place you have not been before, a place where you feel you need help, and you then call out to Krishna. But do you want to wait until the wave of life rolls over you and brings that circumstance about? You could wait for many years. There is another way to access deep feelings, which I think is more practical and which works faster, so to say. It is to contact those who have deep feeling and who have expressed them. Especially Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written 4 songbooks which are full of these deep, deep prayers. One of them we have just sang. It's full with them. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that these 4 songbooks should be in the possession of each Vaishnava. Again and again, the Vaishnava should read these prayers, because when you associate with the genuine devotional feelings of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you also become a little bit or largely influenced by these deep feelings. We have a disciple, or maybe disciples of Gaur Govinda Maharaj amongst us, and once Maharaj came from a preaching tour in, as far as I know, South Africa. He came back, and he gave a lecture in Bhubaneswara, and at the end of the lecture there was this question by one member of the audience: how can we develop deep devotional feelings for Krishna? It seems to be so difficult. We are often so absent-minded. The Maharaj said, you have to come in contact with those who have the feelings, and gave an example from his South Africa tour. He described how someone had died, and the relatives had carried the dead body to the funeral place, and were now ready to burn the body in the funeral fire. And there were people standing around, and also people who came from outside, who were not necessarily related to the person who had left his body and whose body was now going to be burned. They were not related. But just by coming into this atmosphere of grieving and crying, also passers-by who didn't have a relationship started to cry, because the intense crying of the relatives, oh, he has died, oh, what shall we do now, oh, it's so unfortunate, and for the children, for the wife, it is so devastating, oh no, and they had cried. But by being close to these crying people, they also developed this. I think you remember a negative example from this morning's class, where Mrs. Parfum Shop and Maya Devi sat down in the airplane and next to this poor, unsuspecting businessman, who without, there was non-verbal communication, there was only chakra communication, huh? He began to show symptoms of great attachment. So, if you have association with sadhus, let me be more precise. If you have association through the words of the sadhus, their genuine experiences, something will come in your heart, especially when you read these very, let us call them, devotional outpourings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who says so beautiful, I left your lotus feet, my Lord, I'm crying miserably for your shelter. If you read that or sing that, something will come. Do you know that this is the reason why the Goswamis left us with so many works, Stavamala, Stavavali, by Raghunatha and Rupa Goswamis. They left it so that we chant and these ashtakas and prayers and become imbued with devotional feelings. And their own way of chanting was, they would chant, sing or do japa in their kutiyas, and from time to time they broke out and chanted these prayers they had composed. That was their method of bhajan. This is a very accepted method of bhajan, and if you study the bhajan padati, the guidebook for bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it's called Bhajan Rahasya, you will find many verses which guide the mind to a devotional place. Bhaktivinoda Thakur would chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, sometimes interrupt his chanting, and then read and sing these verses, which he later put into this book. Verses, my dear devotees, texts which have flown out from the hearts of the devotees, can move us like nothing else. I heard from Bimala, who was at the workshop of Madhava yesterday, the effect Madhava's workshop had on Bimala. Madhava had told about his experience in Vrindavan with Kirtan and how his love for Kirtan came about. He told his story, and the audience felt touched because here was something real. We want to hear something real, not something theoretical or false. And in these wonderful prayers, we can be touched. If you visit the Gaura Bhavan, one day please do. I'm staying in the Gaura Bhavan at the lake in Berlin. I think you have visited. You will find half of my library on one shelf is only full with prayer books, because this is my experience. I come from Germany. You don't know what that means. A hard heart, no open heart, closed heart. And I have seen in my own life, one good-hearted Vaishnava recommended this to me. I said, what to do? Desert, heart is desert. Cannot open the heart, cannot feel anything for Krishna. I said, listen, Maharaj, listen. You must read the prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You must read. Even Jagannath Das Babaji is quoted, he said, love of God is very cheap, it costs only 4 rupees. Rubies? Then he said, yes, you go on the marketplace and you buy Pratana and Pray Bhakti Chandika. These are prayers by Narottam Das Thakur to Krishna. You read and some feeling comes in your heart. It must come in your heart. It always works. So if you wish to have your heart full, if you say stop to this empty desert heart, I can't tolerate it any longer, I don't want to be a pretender in devotion, I really want to become a devotee, please, my dear devotees, don't forget this, get your song books, your prayer books. There are 4 rules which I wanted to give, which can help you to develop devotional feelings in your heart. If you like to take notes, this is now a good time to take notes. These come from Jiva Goswami, and they are like condensed formulas. You know, when the Goswamis opened their hearts to us, they give us the ideas and the prayers which they use, things which work for them. So the first instruction is chant the names of Krishna that nourish your devotional mood. We mostly chant Hare Krishna, but maybe there is a song like Jaya Radha Madhava, Kunja Bihari, Gopijana Vallabha, Giri Varadhari, which nourish your devotional mood. Find these different Naam Kirtans also. Prabhupada would regularly, when he chanted Jaya Radha Madhava, these names, they nourished his devotional mood. He would often fall in ecstasy while singing this song. Or you can sing the song Vibhavari Shesha Alola Pravesha Nitrachari Uttariva. Always good, isn't it? It's so good. And you should know what the names mean. Or today our Gopaswami has sung for us Yashomadi Nandana, first class song also, with so many good names of Krishna. Gopi Paranadana, Madana Manohara. Manohara means you attract the mind, you know. That names must be chanted. Bhaktivinoda Thakur even gives us, I don't have it with me, but that's what I do when I wander through Braj. I have a song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur just with names of Krishna. He says, you should take these names, you should sing them, and roam around in Braj. I have these songs. Then, second rule, chant out loud. What happens when you sing loud? You break a certain barrier in your heart. When you sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, you can be mental, lost in your thoughts. But when you go Hare Krishna, something is broken. The lock on the heart is broken by chanting out loud. There was one godbrother of mine. His name at that time was Pancha Dravida Prabhu. Later he took sannyas. And Pancha Dravida Prabhu came to Prabhupada and said, I can't concentrate when I chant. I just can't do it. Prabhupada said, you go on the field where no one can hear you and you chant really loud. Do you want me to chant really loud? I better say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Like this. I wanted to protect your eardrums, otherwise they would split. It is described that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted, he chanted so loud that the whole universe was filled with that sound, and by his inner energy he protected the eardrums of his devotees so that the eardrums would not split. It's some special protection. Now ISKCON devotees have some oropaks, you know, earplugs, these earplugs were useless when Lord Chaitanya chanted. It was so loud, without loudspeaker, because you need to break something. You need to break the iron lock which is there around the heart. Therefore, kirtan must be done loud, isn't it? You know, when we hear that, when Madhava said, chant a little louder. You know, it is very good. You should encourage your audience like this. This is important. Because we know, the moment devotees chant loud, they let go of their reservations. They let go of their mental platform. They really come into the... And also they hear the sound vibration. This was the second advice. Third advice. Do sankirtan. That means sing together. Very important. That is very important to come together with many devotees. Organize such meetings in your communities where you have every evening a 20, every evening, or let us say once in a week, at kirtan evening. I can guarantee you, if you would do this in New Mayapur, Gopaswami, please take note and speak about this in the temple council. If you do this every Saturday, you make a communal kirtan where you sing. You have to find some good singer, but there will be, you know, somehow it will work. And then sing the whole atmosphere by this sankirtan. Sankirtan means together. Sang means together. Will change in the project. The devotees in Zurich did it. The Zurich temple was really going down. No money, no devotees, little guests, always the same guests. And then the devotees did every Sunday evening kirtan before the deities. And soon they found out more devotees, more guests came just for the Sunday kirtan than to the Sunday faith feast. They found that out. Then they found out, my God, a few new devotees joined. What is happening here? Krishna. Krishna has come in the form of the holy name and saved the temple. This always works. This is a simple thing. You just have to, the difficultest thing is to control your mind, you know, that you don't think you want to do something else, or you get up, or you don't believe in it, or you feel, I can't sing, I sing like a frog. I also have this feeling. I also sing like a frog. It's well known. I can't keep the sound. I'm going oop and oop, high and low. But no problem. I sing with enthusiasm. It's about the heart. Mm-hmm. And offer the heart. Fourth instruction by Jiva Goswami. You must know that the Naam Kirtan is the most powerful of all Kirtan, but there are other forms of Kirtan which remember bring you to a devotional mood. One is singing these songs where you express your humility before the Lord. This is where, find these songs, these Kirtans, where you feel, where the author thinks, I left you, I made a terrible mistake, or this Ayi Nanda Tanuya, which we have chanted. Then find these prayers where you entreat the Lord with your personal aspiration for service. They are very good prayers where you go to the Lord with a desire. And the third kirtan is these reciting prayers. Kirtan, this is sometimes misunderstood. What is kirtan? Kirtan comes from the syllable kirt, and kirt means to glorify. Kirtan, the idea of kirtan is not let us sing together and have some nice music and a good, it means to glorify Krishna. It means to connect with Krishna. And this you do with these three types of other kirtans, where you express your humility before the Lord, where you beg the Lord for personal aspiration for service, and where you recite notable prayers. These are from Jiva Goswami's Bhakti Sandarbha, powerful instructions which help you in your kirtan. Hare Krishna, I have said what I wanted to say. I must thank you very much that you were open to this. This is the most difficult, difficult subject for me to talk about, because I'm, you know, entering into a subject matter which is not at all easy, a subject matter which is for me very personal and which is for my audience also extremely personal. you know, this is bhakti at its core. We don't run around any longer around bhakti. You know, we don't roam around. We just point at it and talk about what it is. Loving devotional service to Krishna. This feeling of separation is really described in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. His teaching is all about that. He sang these songs, Kahan Krishna, where is Krishna? Where is the beloved of my heart? Where is the jewel which is born from the womb of Yashoda? Where is the sapphire? And so on. It's really, he's all about this crying and longing. And this feeling, my dear devotees, if you have this feeling, you are already in the back to Godhead airplane. You are no longer in the material world. This feeling you have to pick up, trying to find a quotation, but I can't find it. I remember it though. Srila Prabhupada used to really say to us, the more you feel the separation of Krishna, the more you advance. Many quotations of Prabhupada where he expresses his heart. The more you feel the separation from Krishna, the more you advance. And really, to come to this platform is easily possible if you chant prayers, or also if you hear about the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See Mahaprabhu's tears? We try to project it on the... No? It's a little small. Can you see? No. Mandakini, you can see? Yeah. You see through your heart, Mandakini. crying. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And crying just like a madman. This is Krishna consciousness. This is the highest perfection of Krishna consciousness. When one will be mad after Krishna. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed us a way. And the Goswamis also showed us that way. From a lecture in San Francisco by Srila Prabhupada. Dobro. So I have usually we do an exercise about this, but if you do this, this whole place will become wet with tears, so I better don't do it. I do it on my retreats, but you know, you will, where a whole atmosphere is created. Here's just a short presentation. I would now welcome any questions which you have regarding this subject of chanting the mood of Vipralamba, or any other subjects which were not covered, questions which were not covered. Chanda. Hare Krishna. I saw Chandrashika and then our Mataji. Yes, and then Gaurangi. Yes, Chandrashika. And this is Prabhu and then Siddheshwari. Yes.
Useful to meditate on while chanting with the Shabbat. I was wondering if you could say a few words about that and how is that in any way conflicting with this sort of an expression that we've heard so many times, that you're just supposed to listen to the holy name and nothing but listen to the holy name on the end. How do you find those?
Yeah, there's a method of bhajan.
Devotion towards the Bhakti Rasayana shloka. These shlokas were spoken by Parikshit Maharaj before he left the planet to his mother Uttara. They are shlokas which are a guided meditation about Krishna. Parikshit had told his mother Uttara the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and then he wanted to get really ready to leave his body, you know. He was, but Uttara was such a nectar hunter, and his mother was so much in love with Krishna, after all she had seen Krishna, that she said, before you go, can you just give us somebody, just something more? And then he gave these, a selection of 10 canto verses. So which are full with feelings about Krishna. So Vaishnavas have taken this selection and have chanted these verses and while doing japa. The way they do it is you chant japa around or so, then you stop for a moment and you go to one verse. This verse informs you, it gives a certain mood of you. For instance, there is this verse of the rivers who, when they hear Krishna's flute play, they stop flowing and they flow countercurrent, courant, you counter the current, and they, with the waves which are like hands, they take lotus flowers and they offer these lotus flowers to the lotus feet of Krishna. And sometimes they build whirlpools, these rivers, and the whirlpools go down and they bring from down, from the riverbed, jewels, and then wash these jewels to the lotus feet of Krishna. Such beautiful meditation. So that Vaishnava has chanted this verse and then he continues with his japa, and in his mind this picture comes. The rivers come and bring the jewels to Krishna's lotus feet, and then his chanting is more informed by genuine devotional feelings. You don't chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and you read the verse Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Now, I have seen some devotees chanting and then reading newspapers that I have seen with my own eyes. Krishna was new, Lamong. So you don't do that with the Bhakti Rasayana shlokas. You just stop, read it, and then continue. So it doesn't conflict with... You should always listen when you... Yeah. At some time, when the devotee... You know, I'm speaking now to this is the general guideline, but what advanced devotees do... They do other things. We talk on our level, but they do also, you know, they do all kinds of things. For them, the name and Krishna are one. There is no difference in reading and chanting and everything. It's just Krishna, 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 Krishna. But we are not on that platform. So we should honor this thing that reading is one thing, and then chanting and see what comes to our heart is another thing. Yes, there was our Mataji, yes. Mataji. So first tell the Mataji your thing, and then this Mataji will tell. So we tell now, and you're the next one. Who is the next one? This Brahmachari, yes. Yes.
How can we recognize between our inner devotional mood and when we act, sometimes we are not connecting together within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We are acting externally, but inside it is different. How can we put this
reform this or correct this.
The tip of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it's a very powerful tip, but think about it first before you do it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when will my inside be like my outside? In other words, you are frank and open. You have to learn to be open. Now, this is difficult in the Hare Krishna movement because we are quite judgmental. Judgmental, we pass easily a judgment when someone doesn't get on the highest mark. So you have to find a few persons in whom you can be very open and trusting. Don't make the mistake to let everyone know what's inside. Then someone will hang you on the next tree. This is our movement, unfortunately, is not always a forum for love and trust. There's unfortunately often some politics, and you have to be really careful whom you let know what is inside your heart. But the ideal is that what is inside, you should live outside. Now, this was a little provocating what I have just now said. Now I will say something else. Listen very carefully. My suggestion to you is be humble and don't play a false role to others of being an advanced Vaishnava. That you can do. You don't have to tell what to the world what you sometimes feel. That you tell your friends, you know. But the world should not, you should not deceive the world by playing the role of an advanced devotee. That is harmful for your spiritual life. Just be frank and so on and so forth. We have to learn to come to a plane where our inside is our outside, where there is no difference. Because this will kill us in the long run, when we think one day, one thing inside, but we act outside. It is a conflict, and a tension will build up. So in order to, so two things. The easy thing is don't pretend, don't play a role. Whom do you want to cheat? Krishna, you can't cheat. And the second is find some friends, very important, where you can talk about the things you need to talk. And be careful, don't do the, I don't know how long you are in the movement, be careful, you can be easily understood. If someone is after you, he will kill you with this. Yes, this is experience. Hare Krishna. Where was the next question? Our Mataji, what is the Russian Mataji saying? English, yeah. Je ne parle français. Sorry.
Among the rules for chanting Hare Krishna, by example, there is we should not chant we are naked, by example, in the shower. And another rule is we should not chant when we have something on our head. So she wants to know about that. So yes, she wants to speak about that.
Mataji, you have to listen again what Bhaktivinoda Maharaj has really said. There is a difference between what you think he has said and what he has really said. You have to listen again. I know Bhaktivinoda Maharaj very well. He is a very good friend, and we have given japa retreats together. So listen again to the tapes. He knows exactly our. He's very knowledgeable. I think you must have misunderstood. In the second verse, it says there are no rules and regulations, no play in of Shikshastakam. Nam namakari bahuda nija sarva shakti tathapita niyamita smarane nakala etadishi tarvakti bhagavan mamapi dudaivam irishami. You have given all your shaktis in your holy name. There are no rules in terms of the place, so the shower is all right, or no rules regarding the time. You can even get up in the night and start your chanting, and so on. And covering the head, sometimes Bhaktivinoda Thakur, for better concentration, he said you should cover your head and also the eyes. I do this sometimes when I go in the car, and I can't concentrate. Everything flies by the eyes. Then I put my head here. I'm not driving, by the way. This must be very clear. Krishna. Thank you. Yes, go, Rangi. What is your question? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments on a very wonderful pastime. It's early in the morning. Gauranga Mahaprabhu has ended his nocturnal kirtan and he comes out of the house of Srivas Pandit. And all his devotees who have been with him for many incarnations come and give him bananas, yogurt, and all kinds of things. And he tells them, listen, Ganas, my dear people, always chant this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. According to, and in the Bengali is Nirantara, according to Nirantara. Nirantara means specific rules. It can mean a few things, a fixed number of times, and specific rules. So Bhaktisiddhanta in his Anubhasya, his commentary, will now explains what this means to chant it according to rules. And he said, the best way to chant japa is upangsu. Japa. Upangsu japa means it's in between vachik japa and manasik japa. Vachik is loud with a voice, like we do in kirtan. And manasik japa is just in the mind. Also very powerful. And upangsu is not totally silent and also not totally loud. It's whispering. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare. That's best when you are alone. But then when you are with so many, you may have to chant louder to listen, to be able to hear yourself. The idea is you should hear your own holy your own production of production sound production and sound vibration. You should be able to hear. That is how to chant best. But then again, Gaurangi, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when someone is overcome by ecstasy and Usually it is said you should not move your body when you do japa, like that. But when the next is, and you get loud, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, very good, very good. Some feelings are coming, very good, you know. No hard and fast rules, but for your orientation, this is a recommendation, upangsu. But again, no hard and fast rules. There was Siddheshwari, and then I think, well, we are good in time. I can't believe I'm usually over time. This lasts up till 1, Bimala, normally?
When you want it.
1 o'clock, isn't it?
Or, yeah.
Like that.
Doesn't matter.
Siddheshwari, what is your well-considered question?
Can we elaborate more on the sentences, the more the decoration, the more you are advanced? How to avoid the negative feelings and bad consciousness for appreciation the separation needs before, I mean, not to drown to the negative stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We are cultivating, we want to go back home, back to Godhead, God consciousness, practicing, chanting, association is for union, so to say. With our God, with our origin, but our main philosophy is based on the Pralamba.
Yeah, like everything in this dual world, you can do things right and you can do things incorrect. So when you deal with things like humility and separation, you could enter the negative feelings. For instance, in humility, you can end up with a total low self-esteem. And you're so scared you can't even walk from here to the prasadam. So low, I'm so low, I better run away here. You know. Separation could be the same. You could curse yourself, you should condemn yourself. The idea in all these devotional feelings, separation, humility, is to think, to not think less of yourself, but to think of yourself less. Let me explain. This is. I hope I said it correctly. It means don't be so self-conscious when you are entering these feelings. Think of Krishna. See, the idea. Siddheshwari is that you think of Krishna, and whatever you do, you think of you, the goal is to always remember Krishna and never forget him. So you could enter into the mood of separation where you feel, oh, I made this terrible mistake, I'm so forlorn, I'm so useless, I'm so gone, I'm so separated, I, and you lost it, you went on the, it's almost like you eat, and it came in the wrong pipe, you know, it came in the pipe in the lungs, and you, you know, so devotional feelings should never go in the wrong pipe. Where you think of I and me and cuff and iPhone. The iPhone. Yes, the iPhone makes always I, me, me, me. It's very interesting. Now, if you want to hear more on separation, now we get a little bit more advanced. The mood of Vipralamba is a desire to give pleasure to Krishna. It's not for your own sense gratification. When a lover in this world is separated from the beloved in this world, he feels, oh, he is not there or she is not there, and now I cannot gratify my senses. He feels sorry for himself. That would be the wrong pipe, to feel sorry for myself. But the right mood of separation is, oh, I'm Krishna is there. Krishna is so wonderful. I wish to give pleasure to his senses and pleasure to him. This is how the Vipralamba Bhava is described by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So it's in essence what we heard earlier, that it doesn't mean to think so much of yourself. It means in a positive way to think of serving Krishna. For instance, when you do, one moment, when you do your kirtan in the mood of separation, you call out for Krishna and then you serve him. It's just for you. I'm singing for you, my Lord. And if you get this, then you have you're in the right pipe, you know. Then everything is properly digested and so on. But if you sing your kirtan and say, oh, this kirtan is really not working. Krishna is not here. I'm not here. I feel so separated from everything and so on and so forth. I better go and sleep. Then you are in the wrong pipe and go in the wrong direction. I'm separated from you, but I want to give service to you. Right. You asked if this is union in some ways? Yes, this.
Yeah, my question was more like, so there is some sort of, as you explain now, even you elaborated, the devotees aspire to be pleasure for Krishna, so they want to be not union for the sake of their own pleasure, but for the sake of Lord's pleasure.
There is union in the end, you said.
Yeah, I mean, there's no end, yeah.
Siddheshwari, you have, listen now very carefully, you have a very, very, very active mind, which is wonderful, but you have to now listen. Siddheshwari, the mood of separation is not that you are separated and you feel in the, soon that I will meet him. That is a mundane feeling of separation, which we also have. I'm feeling so separated from this person, but I'm on the train and soon I will meet him. You know, the union of separation is the feeling of separation is a very interesting mood. It's called union in separation. Vipralamba itself is already the goal. The devotee is externally absent from Krishna, externally, but inside the heart Krishna plays. That is the right way. But if you have it wrong, if you feel I feel so unsatisfied, I'm not there now, you have you inside your heart and your frustrated feelings and so on. That is not really the idea. And therefore separation is described, this feeling is described as the highest nectar and the highest poison. You feel I don't have him, I'm not with Krishna. At the same time, you feel the highest nectar because yes, Krishna is there. Listen what Radharani talks about separation, but you need to concentrate, you need to throw all your thoughts out now to hear this. She says, if I should choose between separation and union, I choose separation. Because when I'm in union with Krishna, there's only one Krishna. But if I feel separation from Krishna, Krishna comes from all places to me. He's thousands of Krishna. By now I think you begin to understand that separation is not a cheap feeling like we have here in this world. Oh, my daughter is playing now somewhere. I'd really like to see her happy smile. I'm feeling some motherly separation now. And then when I go, I'm there. It's when you have the mood of separation, Krishna is in your heart. And it is described as an unusual combination of feeling, which is psychologically not easily understandable in this world. It's meeting and separation. It's something very spiritual. And to start in this school of separation, Guru Govinda Maharaj said it's a school. He said, I have opened a school for this. School means first class, second class. You know, there are different grades. To start with this is like this. I always recommend this verse from Shikshastakam and other. Ravindra Swarup Prabhu also says that is his verse when he chants to get into move into proper feelings. This Ayinanda Tanuya. There is many quotations about this subject. It's in this book. It's called Nam Rahasya. Now comes a little. I mean, I don't want to say it like this, but there are books out on a book table, and if you like to read about this subject more, how to chant when you aspire for prema, for love, then this is the book. It's written after Bhaktivinoda Thakur's sixth chapter, I believe, of Shikshamrita. It's a very wonderful methods are given there. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had taken this sixth chapter and published it independently, and so did Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's really writing step by step how you should chant when you aspire for love of Godhead. And love of Godhead, we know, comes in two ways, Sambhoga and Vipralamba. It's all about this book. Huh? It's not my own speculations. It's written with this chapter, and sometimes some more explanations are given so that it's easier to understand where Bhaktivinoda Thakur was going with his line of reasoning. Good. This will be the last question, and then we will end the session. Rasika Nanda?
Verse to be found.
Ayinanda Tanuya?
No. While I wasn't speaking, I would choose
separation. I read it a few days ago in Krishna Kathamrita Bindu. I can find it for you. I believe it's in Lalita Madhava. I forgot exactly the quotation, but I can easily find it. When I come this evening to the kirtan, then I can have a piece of paper with me where the exact quotation is, and also in what and where you can find it. Maybe you don't have Lalita Madhava, or it's either Lalita Madhava or Vidakta Madhava. Then I can give you. You can go on the computer and get it. Yes. So I want to thank you very much for attending this seminar. Let me ask you a question. Today is Friday, is this correct?
Yes.
So this was the last session.
Oh.
We missed one last class, but tomorrow I heard that we will have a different program, Bimala. Is it tomorrow we will celebrate Balaram's appearance day? Hopefully, we will serve him some honey, most probably, isn't it? And then at 3 o'clock, more devotees. We will finish at one time, and many devotees will leave. But our car from Germany is staying on for tomorrow evening. We can see maybe tomorrow evening we can conclude. Or maybe tomorrow evening we want to hear a lot of Balaram Katha. Maybe we will see. But yes, right. Yes, if you wish to have these verses which you have heard and the instructions in a concise form, you can subscribe to it's called the training newsletter which I sent out. It's called the Amritavani Training a training newsletter, and you will get over a period of a few weeks instructions how to apply this. It's very short. It's not every, you will get one page or so with instructions every 2 weeks. I know you have an internet life which is most probably congested, too much emails. It's a short email. So you can write down your good name, but write it in a way we can read it. Not like a doctor, that you don't know. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Krishna, Krishna.